All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Emma Andrews, the Director of Marketing for NextLeaf Solutions. And Emma, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having us, Steve.
So a really big announcement from the company about entering the branded consumer goods market. So maybe you can talk me through this company, Glacial Gold. It's kind of an iconic brand within BC.
It's got a really strong depth of consumer base built up through the legacy market. So we're really excited to be taking this product and brand now into the legal market and helping it make the successful leap. That consumer base has come to know and love these products through years of consumption and dependability in terms of product quality and accessibly priced products as well.
So Emma, this is a full acquisition. So what does that enable you to do with this product? What can we expect from NextLeaf?
So a big part of that is being able to migrate the brand identity from the illicit market into the legal market. So there'll be a bit of a brand refresh so consumers can identify it as the 2.0 version of Glacial Gold, but also allows us to broaden the product portfolio. Glacial Gold was traditionally known for specialty concentrates and premium extracts, and we'll be broadening the product assortment a little bit to make sure that it's accessible to all types of cannabis consumer.
So NextLeaf has really gone about their business in building things over the last couple of years, and one of which is NextLeaf Labs. Can you talk about how that will relate to this new venture as well?
Absolutely. A big part of NextLeaf Labs was helping us to validate the IP portfolio that we've got around processing and extraction. So that dedicated facility allows us to process at scale cannabinoid ingredients, which we've always wanted to see these commercialized end-to-end products, whether that's through our B2B business partners. And now we have the opportunity to take our own branded products to market and capitalize on existing brand equity and using the Glacial Gold brand on those products.
You've also talked in the past, at least I have with Paul Peterson, your CEO, about human trials and how important that will be in the development of new products.
Absolutely. When product is headed into market right now, if the company doesn't have a human trials amendment within their research and development license, it means that essentially those products can be untested from a consumption experience standpoint before they enter market. They're absolutely safe and quality verified by Health Canada standards, but the consumption is a whole other layer that adds to the desirability of those formulations and products and somebody's experience of those products in terms of, was it enjoyable? Was it something they'd repeat or recommend? So the ability to test our formulations in-house ensures that there'll be a greater chance of success once they enter the market. And the formulations that we're also able to utilize from the Glacial Gold portfolio in the legacy market means that we will have both market validated formulations and consumption validated formulations for anything new we come out with.
In the rollout of products, are you looking at slow and steady? Are you looking to saturate the market? What's sort of the general idea of how you're going to do this?
Our BC backyard is a really big focus for us. So we definitely want to own our own turf, if you will, before we expand nationally. But we absolutely have our sights set on being a national brand, which Glacial Gold was previously. So we want to maintain that visibility for consumers and that accessibility. But our BC backyard is our absolute focus to start. But having said that, we want to be everywhere in BC. So this is certainly a speed to market that we're looking to achieve and starting with our backyard.
Yeah. What kind of products are we expecting to begin with?
You can expect a broader portfolio of very widely appealing products. So that would tend to be in the vape category, bottled oils. We really want to utilize our distillate, which is the primary cannabinoid-based ingredient that we manufacture through NextLeaf Labs. And those two product formats utilize distillate to the highest degree. And so this is our ability to move as much of the plant as possible and utilize as much of the plant as possible.
And last question, that is just the opportunity here. Tell me about how the market is doing and how much the room there is for a tremendous amount of growth in Canada in this particular sector.
Yeah, that's a really poignant question, actually, because there's a lot of saturation already starting to happen, particularly within the vape category. So what we're already starting to see is the price points coming down and becoming more aggressive. And the way that we'll be able to play in that space and offer a really competitive product is by processing at scale. We've built NextLeaf Labs to efficiently process and have a really low cost, high quality molecule that we're able to infuse into products. So this allows us to enter the market with a really competitive price point rather than having to reduce pricing over time and adjust pricing strategies. So you can definitely expect accessible products, but also accessibly priced products.
All right. Well, congratulations. We look forward to continuing to follow more of the Glacial Gold story and Next Leaf Solutions as it rolls out. So Emma, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
There's Emma Andrews, the Director of Marketing for Next Leaf Solutions.